48 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. It's a Thursday morning, 29th day of May. Hey, we are in for an absolutely gorgeous weekend. Hey, let's just start the weekend right now, James Timberlake.
This is September.
Well, so it just happened to pop up that
wrong
way.
Wrong title of the song.
Well, there isn't a really cool song named May.
Yeah, that's true.
See, we'll just go with that one. It is the one that was there, so I just grabbed it.
We'll take it.
How you doing today? Beautiful day.
That it is. So, yeah, pretty good. Good get start to the
get
day.
Out, get out and enjoy this beautiful weather today on the day. Book, Anthony Gary, actor, better known as Luke Spencer on General Hospital, 78.
Okay.
Today. Wow. LaToya Jackson, Michael's sister.
Yeah.
69 today. I think she was like the youngest member of the Jackson family. 1856, during a speech, Bloomington, Illinois, Abraham Lincoln said, James, you can fool some of the people all of the time and all of the people some of the time, but you cannot fool all of the people all of the time.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I agree with that.
Little did he know that was going to like stay with us.
Yeah.
For so long.
Nah, he probably knew. He seemed to have pretty good insight.
Good speech writer on that one.
Yeah.
1886, chemist John Pemberton placed his first advertisement for Coca-Cola. The ad appeared in the Atlanta Journal on this date.
Okay.
1912, the Ladies' Home Journal fired 15 women. The employees, they did the turkey trot during their lunch hour.
Oh, my. The humanity.
I know. Of it all. 1919, Charles Streit patented the pop-up toaster. You can thank Charles, James.
Yeah. Nothing love a good pop-up toaster.
Right.
Frighten you every time you're making whatever it is you're making.
I know, right? It is Alligator Day.
Okay.
You're familiar with a few of those.
I am familiar with a few of those.
Yeah. It is, being that you lived in Florida for
a few years. A lot of people still confuse alligator crocodile,
yes.
And it's easy to identify. What did the longer, narrower stout? What is the word I'm looking for? Snout. There we go.
Snout. Okay.
That's a crocodile. Thicker snout, shorter snout. That's your alligator.
All right.
There you go.
Thanks for the tip.
There you go.
All right. Learned something new today. If you didn't know that already. It is biscuit.
Not going to be seeing a lot of those around here.
No. It's biscuit day. You like biscuits?
I love biscuits.
I don't like biscuits.
I'll slam. Oh, man. I can eat biscuits and gravy every day, but if I did, I would, you know, probably die.
People that eat biscuits in the morning? Man, alive. Well, I'd be sleeping at about 8:30.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's a weekend food, you know? You have it in the morning, and then you're ready for a nice little nap right after you woke up.
I know, right? And speaking of that, it's digestive health day.
Yeah, it's funny that biscuits are right next to digestive
health day. I know, right?
Yeah, not ideal for the digestive health.
Oak apple day. I have no idea what oak apple.
Is that a type of apple, I guess?
I don't know. Maybe it is. Oak apple day.
There's like
I'm thinking that it is.
Tons of different types of apples.
Oh, I know, right? I like the crispy ones.
Yeah. I'm a Granny Smith guy.
Oh, okay.
Forever.
All right. Paperclip day. We use them all the time.
Yes, we do.
Now, I don't know the significance of this. I can't remember. It's put a pillow on your fridge day. I looked this up
on
once.
Your fridge or in your fridge?
On your fridge. I looked this up once. I can't remember what it said, but put a pillow on your fridge day.
I would, I don't know. It would make sense that in your fridge, because then you got a nice little cool pillow when you come home.
Yeah. There you go. Hot days if you don't have air conditioning, right?
Yeah.
Be resourceful.
Plus, I like sleeping. Nobody likes a hot pillow.
Have you ever had tiger? I know. You ever had tiger nuts?
No.
They're a little treat. Really healthy.
Is it a nut? Or
yeah.
Is it off of the tiger?
No.
Okay. I genuinely didn't know.
No, James.
So it is a type of nut.
It is a type of nut.
Okay.
Okay. So it's not off the tiger. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I have not had tiger nuts.
They're kind of like, they look kind of like a raisin. They're brown. They're mm-hmm. really healthy for you.
Okay? They're brown?
Yeah. Huh. They really got lots of, I know people use them for all kinds of culinary use, but they're a good nut if you want, I believe. Like it's high in protein or something like that.
Hmm. Okay.
It's supposed to be really healthy.
Why are they called tiger nuts?
I don't know why they call them that. But they just are. So if you ever see them in a store, buy them. They're supposed to be pretty healthy for you.
Are they readily...
You know, I don't know. I haven't really looked for them in the store anytime recently. But maybe now I will. It's probably in that lower shelf area that, you know, that you find all the other obscure things.
So they're named tiger nuts due to their appearance because they're striped.
Yeah. Yeah. They're kind of little like a shriveled up coarse outside.
Hmm. So they're not actually nuts.
No.
How about that?
No.
Interesting. I didn't. See? Okay. I'm learning. Well, here yeah. we go. Learning
see,
new things.
See, you learned something new today. So maybe in your lunch hour, you can bring back some tiger nuts.
I think I've seen these before.
Okay.
I've never had them.
All right. Well, we'll have to bring
some.
They
look like Cracker Jacks.
We'll have to get some up here at the station. They're healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tiger Nut Day. It is Edison Day today. Thomas Edison, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
All right.
Big T.E. Yeah. As we call them.
World record here, James.
Mm-hmm.
Guinness World. Most people wearing superhero costumes in one place. 1,580. Paramount Studios.
Yeah.
Promote the DreamWorks movie.
Okay.
They had a world record. 1,580 people dressed as superhero.
Wow. That's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people that like to have fun and dress up.
Yeah.
Today,
I don't know how they... there's so many... I don't know how they do this. How do they get these people?
I know. Everest Day today. Mount Everest.
Everest, yeah.
Yeah, in fact, it's kind of interesting. The same day that Cami Rita, Sherpa guide, has broken his own record yet again for the most summits of Mount Everest.
Hmm.
31st ascent this past Tuesday. His first climb was in 1994, and in several of the past years, he's managed to make it to the peak twice a year. But he's done it 31 times. Man.
That's a lot of times climbing that mountain.
Yeah. There's a lot of people on that mountain trying to get up it, too.
Yeah. It's almost become a tourist attraction.
I know.
Point,
yeah,
I don't
you're
love,
right.
But.
No, I agree, unfortunately. And I think some of the serious climbers think the same thing, too.
Yeah, well, yeah. I believe that.
Hey, President John Tyler's grandson passes away. He's 96. Harrison Ruffin Tyler, grandson of America's 10th president, John Tyler, mm-hmm. passed away at the age of 96 over the weekend.
Okay.
Wow.
John Tyler, good-looking young president.
Yeah, you're right. Dude. Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't the greatest president, but he was a good-looking dude.
He looked good.
Yeah.
Looking to shed a few pounds, of course. Try chewing gum diet.
A chewing gum diet.
There's
great.
No way. I can't chew gum very long anymore. My jaw just don't take it.
Really?
Yeah. Nah, it gets sore after a while.
Do you have, was it TMJ?
No. I used to, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Researchers calculated that by chewing sugar-free gum during every waking hour... That you're
oh,
up.
My goodness.
You could lose 11 pounds in a year.
During every waking
yeah,
hour?
Yeah, so basically you get up, put gum in your mouth, and chew it all day long. You'll lose 11 pounds a year without doing anything differently.
That's, just go to the gym.
Yeah. Better. I like that idea.
Don't every waking hour, that's harder than just going to the gym for like an
hour. Yeah, you'll bust up your jaw on that one. It burns, if you do chew gum, and you chew it for an hour, though, James, you will burn 11 calories.
Wow. Add that to the counter. I gotta start tracking that.
Add that to the counter, then. So if you chew it, then 11 more calories. One-fourth of all young adults have never been to a bank.
Wow. A fourth? 25%?
A fourth, 25%.
I can believe that.
I can, too, yes.
Because I'm now to the point where I'm rarely going like to my bank to deposit checks or anything.
Right, because all deposit checks.
Yeah.
Using your phone.
Or you can do it through that. You can do it through like an ATM too. Right, some have ATMs.
Some people
do that.
Have direct deposits. Yeah. Unless you're going for a loan or something.
Yeah. Be an interesting scenario in which we get banks that are just, well, I mean, they, we kind of already are, that are essentially just virtual.
I like the bank, though.
So do I.
All right. 2000, because you get friendly people in there.
Yeah.
We got some friendly banks. 2025 Stanley Cup Finals around the corner. NHL projected the best cities for hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, what do you think the top one is?
Toronto.
They're not even in the top six.
Wow.
The
really?
Avalanche are six.
Ontario?
No, Denver.
No. I'm guessing again. Ontario, Canada.
Oh, no. Boston.
Is number one.
Boston's number
okay.
one.
Are there any Canadian cities on there?
Detroit's two, Pittsburgh three, New York four, Newark and New York four and five,
okay.
Denver six.
That list is wrong.
All right.